This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want
Vernon to tell you, Johns.
I am a boat rocker.
Did MLK Jr., as a matter of fact, friends. You can play that out, brother. Or not. We'll just pick it up from there. I must be in a rush over there. I don't know. Interestingly enough, friends, first of all, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate your listenership. But what's interesting to note today, friends, is Time Magazine, just this week, has a picture of a man dressed as a woman. The headline, Beyond He or She, How a New Generation is Redefining the Meaning of Gender. Did you hear what I said? Time Magazine this week has a picture of a man dressed as a woman. Transgenderism, okay? With a headline on the cover of Time Magazine, Beyond He or She. And then it says right under that, how a new generation is redefining the meaning of gender. No, they want you to believe their propaganda. They want you to believe that these are the new leaders of the free world. They want you to believe their propaganda. But more interestingly, friends, to note is the fact that these are the people behind these useful idiots that are being used as a political battering ram. The people behind these useful idiots are attacking you. Do you not see this for what it is? Again, Time Magazine this week with a picture of a man dressed as a woman, headline, Beyond He or She. Folks, I want to tell you too, there is no debate. This is just an exhibition of the minds of them behind the media. This is the minds of them that mean to rule the roost concerning what's going on in your country. See, they want to demoralize you, America. And why do they want to demoralize you? They want to demoralize you because they want you to be subject to their tyrannical ways. They want you to believe what they have to say. They want to belittle you. They want to paint you in the corner. And what's interesting about all of this, friends, is keep in mind the Saul Alinsky tactic caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Folks, a man with God is always in the majority, said John Knox, that prophet from Scotland that said, give me Scotland or I die. As a matter of fact, it was John Knox that was feared by Mary, Queen of Scots. She said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than I fear all of the armies of Europe. That's a man of God. And where are the men of God in this country? Where are the patriots and the conservatives to rise up and say, enough is enough? Where are the men of God and the women of God in this country that understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Your enemy understands it, but for some reason or another, the American church does not. You know, Sam Adams, he was the governor of Massachusetts during the revolutionary time. He was also the head of the Committee on Correspondence. And he kept the 13 colonies aware of what was going on concerning the tyrant across the pond, as did many sons of liberty. By the way, Samuel Adams was very much a prophet, big time. But did you know that Samuel Adams warned long ago, while the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. When you are a moral, upright people in Christ, John 14:6. You cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invaders. See, if I can demoralize you, friends, I can control you. But where Time magazine gets off, putting a picture of a man dressed as a woman, which is completely every step of the way according to state statute in God's moral law, I'll put it that way, if you so choose, is a felony in this country. But how is it that the media gets away with doing whatever they want to do? And all the while, America, you know that they are lying to you. They are attempting to set the agenda because they want to Europeanize America. Oh, my goodness. You know, this all reminds me of how, and I continuously bring this up, how the media is being used, the propagandist, along with corrupt politicians that are being used to attack the American people. Here, case in point. Did you know that just this week, the California AG, Attorney General, files politically motivated charges against those that exposed Planned Parenthood for illegally trafficking baby parts? Your government is filing charges against them that exposed the crimes of corruption inside of the government and Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is foreign to the America that we know. And when you think of the people that are behind the scenes attempting to establish a global system, which the premise is to war against God first and then war against man, destroy all of them. I mean, we know the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, the Bushes, the Obamas. Nobody on this side of Jerusalem can any longer, folks, even the most liberal, lawless, propagandist, useful idiot cannot say any longer that this is a theory. Because they're living out that theory now, aren't they? I mean, the corrupt politicians that play to special interest groups, as well as them countries that are allied with the covenant of hell, which will be broken, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And folks, they're all in it together to help push the agenda forward. And folks, the fact of the matter is we know who these people are. And for some reason or another, the American people in this country love to magnify the crimes of the elitists. They love to call themselves the elitists. I wonder how that's working out for our friend, Mr. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller. Remember, he was the guy that said, some even believe we, the Rockefeller family, are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States. They are, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, he said. If you will, if that's the charge, he said, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. I wonder how that's working out for him right now. He passed away a couple weeks ago. You know, scripture tells us in Psalm 22, verse 29, and they go down to the dust, will bow before him, and even who cannot keep his own soul alive. See, folks, they can do everything that they want to. At least that what's allowed by the people of prospective governments to fall for their lies and to subject themselves to these tyrants, because these are the real tyrants, friends. These are the real tyrants. You know, and I got a question for Mr. Rockefeller. How's that working out for you now? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Folks, you know who's responsible. Now, he who commits the crime, is he as guilty as the person that allows him to commit the crime? Well, in the sight of God, friends, both are guilty. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at AquaneticsH2O.com. Again, that's AquaneticsH2O.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E. And you can also jump over onto our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks, as I was talking about on the first segment, how is that working out for David Rockefeller today? He said, some even believe we, the Rockefeller family, isn't it interesting? You hear all these conservative outlets, all these conspiracy theorist outlets. They love to magnify the crimes of the 300 that control the world, or those other organizations that control the world. They have all the money in the world, and they control everything and every aspect of our lives. Isn't it interesting how that works out? I want to tell you something. They only control that portion of life that you have and that aspect of your life that you allow them to control, friends. And don't you ever forget it. They only control what you allow them to control. I don't belong to them. I belong to my Father in Jesus' name. Listen to what David Rockefeller said. Some even believe we, the Rockefeller family, are a part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as the internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, a one world, he said, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty. And he said, I'm proud of it. How How is that working out for him now? And I brought up the scripture, friends, Psalm 22, verse 29. Hey, folks, as I said just last week, it's interesting to note, actually it was this week, just Tuesday, when I went to a funeral. I went to a very wealthy man's funeral, and interestingly enough, I didn't notice a luggage rack on top of the hearse. You know, and it reminds me of what the Lord said. He said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I mean, some of these people are so poor, friends, that's all they have is money. Did you hear what I said? Now, going back to one of the things that I brought up during the first segment is, I know that people in this country, they love, listen to me carefully, because this will arrange your mind to the mind of Christ if you understand. Psalm 40, Hebrews 10. I know that people in this country love to magnify the crimes of the elites. I mean, you're conditioned on a daily basis to be inundated by the crimes of those that are supposed to magnify the Constitution, which in fact are tearing down the Constitution, attempting to reconstruct it into a one world global Constitution. That's what they're trying to do. But you've been conditioned to just accept their crimes. And why is that? Because you're taught to magnify the crime. You're not taught to magnify the law against the crime. You used to in the 50s and 60s, I understand. But the fact of the matter is, judgment is turned backwards because the minds of the people in this country have now become backwards. So, going back to the point that people in this country love to magnify the crimes of the elites, for some reason or another, as people are conditioned to call them the elites. But take a look at what the American people have tolerated when it comes to the crimes of them that rule behind the corrupt politicians and propagandists. Because you know what I'm telling you is true. So therefore, who would be the responsible party to right the wrongs? You and I. Folks, it's order out of chaos. And it's the chaos that they create, that they have been allowed to create, might I add. I mean, from the charades that are going on with Russia and Trump through divertive measures to give America's eyes and get America's eyes off what really is happening. I mean, Obamacare, whatever the media is keeping on the forefront, you can rest assured, friends, they're attempting to divert your attention from what's really going on. You can rest assured. I mean, again, Obamacare, Pizzagate, to, hey, folks, you know what the conservatives are talking about today? You know what the professed church is worried about today? Is how Hillary Clinton is going to have Donald Trump removed. I mean, as if to suggest Donald Trump doesn't know anything about Hillary Clinton. As if to suggest he's just going to stand down when he should stand up. I mean, after all, that's what he promised the American people, is that he was going to hire a special prosecutor to investigate the likes of the Clintons. But has he done that? No, of course not, friends. Right after his victory speech, now the incumbent president of the United States of America told the American people after he won the day, he knew what it was going to take to win office, and he did just exactly what every other president does to get there, and then once they get there, they fail to keep their promise and to uphold their word. And what did he tell the American people after he won? The American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude. Now what are we being told again to the state-controlled narrative? Hey, Hillary's planning a coup concerning the administration of the Trumps. And why is that happening? Because, folks, you're not holding his feet to the fire, his feet to the promise of holding up the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Or what about this one? Here's another charade, only to confuse and to divert your attention. Now we have, again, James Comey, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, obstructing justice when it comes to the likes of pedophile Anthony Weiner. Did you know that? Yeah. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. I highlighted the fact that Time magazine, and it's worthy, noteworthy, folks, to again turn your eyes back to what I'm trying to tell you here, is Time magazine this week with a picture of a man dressed as a woman, headline Beyond He or She, and how a new generation is redefining gender. No, they are not. God said he created them man and woman, period. End of story. Nothing more to talk about. No debate. But they want you to believe this. They want you to believe that everybody out there has this in their mind to be what they want to be, friends. I mean, we just seen, as a matter of fact, this is just crazy stuff. You know, I told my wife yesterday, I said, I never in a million years would have thought I would have ever seen anything like this transpire in my day. Never in a million years. But what are we seeing transpire, friends? I mean, this mindset. Rachel Dolezal, this was just posted today, friends. She says she's a white woman, friends. She says, I identify as black. It's almost hilarious. Folks, I remember when David said in the book of Psalm 119, friends, he was filled with terror because his enemies have forgotten the law. And yet you have a small portion of the people praising the wicked because they have forsaken the law. Read Proverbs 28, you'll understand. And they don't understand judgment. Why? Because the Bible tells us evil men understand not judgments. But I mean, this is what it's becoming in this country. I mean, again, they mean to demoralize you, America. They mean to get your eyes off the Christ. And they want to subject you to their tyrannical ways. How do you shut the door on that? Deal with corrupt politicians. Deal with corrupt bureaucracies, because that shuts down special interest groups, regardless if they like it or not. Again, going back to what Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, he warned long ago when he said, while the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued, but once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. That's right. And that's what they're attempting to do. But I want you to understand, America, that you are, and you have been for a long time in this country, you have been under attack by these elitists, as they call themselves. With the use of these corrupt politicians, with the use of the propagandists in corrupt media, they are attacking you. Hey, folks, make no mistake. You are under attack. I mean, if it's not PC, friends, remember this. Political correctness. Yeah, traitors to principle is what they are. But keep in mind, remember political correctness. It's only a weapon to use against the people to silence them. And who is it aimed at, friends? Those that tell you the truth. I mean, look at Facebook, look at Twitter. They're in a lawsuit right now for censorship. They want to decide what you get and what you don't get. Now the corrupt media wants to set, along with Facebook, along with Twitter, folks, and along with Snopes.com. I mean, folks, they want to now use corrupt people to vet as to what is fake news and what not, and what is not fake news. You know, again, this reminds me of the Christ when he was going to the cross, and he turned around to all those people that were crying for him, namely the women, and he turned and looked at them and said, don't weep for me, weep for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, well, you have the light and the power to right the wrongs. Imagine what they'll do in the dry. America, here's the good news. You still have the right and the freedom to right the wrongs. And what are you doing with that? We're going to come right back, folks, and we're going to continue talking about this. How's that working out for these guys? I got some history to teach you.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just going line upon line, precept upon precept. I was just telling you folks, these things are taking place. I can just hear some people on the other end, the receiving end of this message on a daily basis. Okay, Bradley, he's laying all the guilt on us again. Well, folks, who am I supposed to blame? Corrupt politicians are the fruit of those that allow them to do the things that they do. I mean, who else am I supposed to blame? Especially when they're supposed to represent us, and if they're not representing us, that means they're at war with us, and that's exactly what we're seeing today. Folks, here, just to show you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, did you not see? This was news just recently, folks. An aide in the Obama administration came out on MSNBC again, friends, telling the truth in her confusion by blurting out the truth and telling the American people what was really going on. Folks, that's called treason. Or what about this? Democrat rep tips off illegals to thwart enforcement of immigration laws. This is what's going on in your country. Who's doing all of this, friends? And you allow them to stay there. That's what's sick about all of this. We just found out in California, friends, North Carolina legislature sell you and your children out to transgenders for 30 pieces of silver from NCAA. Who's doing this? This is foreign to America. This is illegal in America, friends. Read your state statute. You'll find out what I'm telling you is the truth. Most people just want to take it for face value. You know what I heard? I heard that Bradley Dean preacher saying this. You know, but the state-controlled media that I don't believe in says the opposite. No, they're advocating it. You know, God condemns it, but they advocate it. But, you know, I just don't know about that guy. I'm really suspicious of him. Now, isn't that interesting? The more truth you tell, the more people suspect you. But the guy that sits there and lies to you 24/7, you keep turning him on. I mean, if that isn't backwards, I don't know it is. But I want to tell you, I'm a faithful witness. I didn't apply for this job. And I want to go back to Scripture because I told you right before the break, this is what's happening in your country. Everybody's crying for Jesus as he's going to the cross, and rightly so. You know, he was the one that said, which one of you can convince me of sin? He was sinless. He was spotless. He was perfect. He's the Lamb of God, right? And I praise God for him. He was innocent. And the people of the day allowed the guilty to go ahead and crucify the innocent, the truth. And it reminds me of what's found in the book of Luke, chapter 19. And he said, "For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about you, and compass thee around, and keep thee on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation." I mean, folks, what is it going to take for you to figure out that the Bible is not fictitious in any sense of the word? It is not fictitious. It is very real. And history teaches us that the Bible is a living power that conquers all that would oppose it. I mean, I could go just today, I could sit on the radio for 5 hours every day telling you all of the things that you're allowing the media to illegally do and the politicians to illegally do to you. And to take a chance, a hope, away from your posterity, because most people in this country could care less. You know, I haven't seen a post today, friends. JewsNews.com. Chalk up another ignorant comment from the Pope. "Muslim terrorism is a myth," he said. I mean, you Catholics out there, what Bible are you folks reading? Really? Come on. I mean, you're making the commandments of God through taking heed to the commandments of men, which is only hastening judgment back upon you and your own craniums. That would be your heads, your skulls. I mean, this is just so over the top. And what the American people tolerate, when you read the abuses in the Declaration of Independence, folks, our forefathers didn't tolerate this stuff. You again have far surpassed your tolerance level concerning the usurpations of corruption in government. No doubt. You know, it tells us all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And then our forefathers stood up and played the Christian gentleman when they said, "But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such corrupt government." I'm not talking about throwing off good government. I'm talking about throwing those off that are perverting the Constitution of the United States of America. That we should all be agreed on that. We should all be agreed on that. We're going to take a quick phone call, and I'm going to hit some more stuff here. Just kind of shooting from the waist and from the hip and following the lead here. We got Jack calling from Maine. Thank you for calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Yes, great.
Jack, hey, from
Houston. You just suggested that you could do this for 5 hours a day. I'm all for it. Go for it.
Oh, I could.
5 hours a day. We could use it.
You know, but the thing is, Jack, is I have to be out there being an example. You know, the Bible tells us that when we follow the Christ, we become fishers of men. There's too many paper tigers out there that like to write big and bad. They'll use aliases. They don't want anybody to know who they really are. And they'll hide behind their pen, and they won't actually go about and bring about resolve through their actions. So I'm doing all that I can do to do both. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey, let me tell you what I just did.
It's all,
I think you'll get
it's
a
all
big
yours.
Kick out of it. It's just that the Department of Motor Vehicles, they've added a new line in one of their forms.
It's really bad. Cut it. Jack's is his line is really bad. Don't know what's going on. We'll take him back up when he calls back. Folks, what we're talking about right now is we're talking about a couple things, and I'm going to bring this to a conclusion. But how's that working out for him? And when I'm bringing that about concerning what I've been talking about, David Rockefeller, these are the elitists behind the crimes that are being taken place that is foreign to we the people in this country. Folks, and there's nobody else to blame for what you tolerate. You know, I brought this up too, but this comes to my aid. It amazes me how many people say, oh, the revelation of Bibles, the Bible's coming to pass. We're going to be taken out of here just soon enough. Yep. And you should be ashamed of yourself. You are they that have left off the commandments of God, and you simply want others out there, namely the people, to believe your false doctrine because you simply want to be taught. You want to be raptured from responsibility. See, if we keep the commandments of God, the Lord said that, hey, listen, our lives will be elongated, folks. They'll go on. And you better bet your bottom dollar during the Revolutionary War, there was a whole lot of those people, Quakers and the such, going around telling everybody there's nothing we can do about the king across the pond. There's nothing we can do. We're going to be raptured from responsibility. Just hold on. Telling all of our forefathers, you guys are a bunch of rebellious individuals and you deserve what you've got coming. They want to justify their inaction, folks. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Prepare to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God, you do-nothings. You're the reason we're in trouble today. And boy, does this just twist these people the wrong way. That's another show. Hey, folks, really what it comes down to is either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And as I shared with you earlier, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living power that conquers all that oppose it. Napoleon Bonaparte. Who would know better than that guy? And it's interesting how men do not learn from history. Speaking of one of the elites, he is a globalist, no doubt. And he's a foreigner to we the people, no doubt. And he's a sodomite, no doubt. We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama. Remember when this guy said, whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation? How's that working out for you, America? You want to talk about the epitome of ignorance and stupidity, folks. You want to talk about what's the word I'm looking for? You want to talk about daring the justice of God? This is how you do it. I mean, this statement right here proves the stupidity of man. They don't learn from history, and everyone that puts up with these type learn real quick as to what they should have not tolerated when it comes to these tyrant wannabes. Oh, and interestingly enough, for some reason or another, Barack Hussein Obama's been given a free hand to go ahead and tear away Donald Trump's presidency, too. Wait a second. Who is the president? And you have to lay to the candor of this administration, what are you doing? Why are you giving them a free hand to go ahead and work against your administration? Are you leading through opposition? You better bet your bottom dollar they are. You better bet your bottom dollar they are. And as Jack was just saying, you know, give it to us 5 hours a day. I don't want the bad news 5 hours a day. I want to prove my God, and I want to show the world who he is. And the way to do that is to take him at his word. You know, because the Bible tells us that he shows himself strong. He shows himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him, perfected by the Holy Ghost. Regeneration, renewing, Titus 3, you know. He said he would show himself strong on their behalf. He said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. That's the God I want to know. I want to prove the God of Israel in my time because he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. And you know what? If your enemy fears anything, he fears the fact that you just might take me and take heed to the words that I just spoke. That's why they're constantly attacking real Christianity in the United States of America. And I want to say this for the record, they're fools for their pains.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Have you ever taken the time? This is a good way to really lay this to your candor. Have you ever taken the time to study the past? I just want to know. Because the history of man shows us time and time again that when a nation departs from the living God, hello, I mean, this again isn't difficult to understand. Oh, my goodness, I'm reading the book of Ezekiel right now, and my goodness, friends. Had the people had the time to rewind the clock and obey God when he first told them what he was going to do to them, Psalm 9:16, he's known by the judgments that he executes. Also go to Isaiah 26, verse 9. Oh, they would have did anything in the world to rewind the clock to listen to the Lord the first time. The first time. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Well, if that's what they're doing is neglecting and the precepts, those things that have been entrusted to them, which are contained in the Bible, it tells you who they're working for. And it ain't God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at a post right in front of me. House Republicans gave Paul Ryan a standing ovation after he funded visas for more than 300,000 Muslims and migrants coming into the United States of America. He got a standing ovation by the Republicans. And folks, Donald Trump doesn't know this. How far the ignorant and irresponsible will allow this to go? There's nobody else to blame but the people that put up with this garbage. These are headlines across America, friends. Today, DNC Chair Tom Perez cleans house at DNC, calls for resignations of all staffers. Why? Because if there was a real investigation and the people really meant what they said, they would demand an investigation and they would get people in there that would actually do the investigations rather than putting up Chaffetz and Issa and Gowdy because they can talk big and bad and do absolutely nothing. They're appeasers and they're worthless, America. I'll tell you what, we would have some real charges filed, friends. And boy, oh boy, would we send the message that we would not tolerate crime. And that, again, is the message. Therein is your resolve. Like it or not, therein is your resolve. Therein is your resolve. Remember yesterday or the day before, I'm sorry, we were talking about a post that came out, friends. And it was a picture of Paul Ryan, corrupt Paul Ryan. And it said on there, resign. I mean, that's like a cop pulling over a robber that just robbed a store, raped a woman, and killed several people and saying, hey, will you just quit doing that, man? I mean, just, you know, you got to quit doing that. We got to put an end to this. Would you just resign, please? Here's the American people. Come on, just resign, corrupt politicians. Just resign. We know what you're involved in, and no matter how much truth is told to us, we'll just keep allowing it day after day after day after day as it begins to storm upon us concerning the judgments of the Most High God. Resign, traitor, they said. Oh, big, bad Americans. Oh, how far departed the American people are to the spirit of their forefathers. I ask you the question. Have you ever studied the past? Our forefathers suggested so that we do so, that we might. That there would be a tyrant in the midst of attempting to move into his position. And then following devastation and massive loss of life. Folks, this didn't need to happen, but it happened because people wouldn't listen. This is what God warned would happen to the nations that refuse his commandments. Period. And God in his mercy commands us to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Where is the good way? And what did the people say? We would not have it so. And that's exactly what America is saying today. You might want to read the rest of the chapter in Jeremiah 6. It's not good. Folks, prevention is better than cure. And folks, in the past, I think it was probably about 2 years ago, I highlighted the lessons, the 10 lessons that men have learned from history. Number one, what men learn from history. Number two, what men learn from history. Number three, what men learn from history. Number four, what men learn from history. Number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, and number ten, what have men learned from history? Absolutely nothing. Be a bestseller. Put 1,000 pages in it. With no print on any of the pages. Put on the cover. What have men learned from history? Name it that. And then when you go through the book, you'll see that there's no print. And then at the very end, it says absolutely nothing. Point proven. And indeed, folks, America is emulating those that have not learned from history. I mean, you're allowing, again, the corruption to increase, the crimes to increase. And folks, again, remember what I'm telling you. This, as to what's going on through the media and politicians, folks. It is foreign to this country. This is not American government. This is foreign to who we are. And going back to the first segment and the second segment, namely the elitists, of course, right? That's what they call themselves. And the people that tolerate these elitists, not knowing all the while these elitists rule off of a lie every step of the way. Oh, they're corrupts. They're murderers. They're rapists. They're pedophiles. No doubt. They're extortioners. Folks, they are everything that you see today where you're attacked by the media and corrupt politicians. You better bet your bottom dollar. These are the people that these are working for. And if you think for one moment you are not under attack, you might want to pull your head out of the sand. See, because history teaches a lesson to all of us. And by the way, the elitists are not exempt from judgment or justice. Just go ahead and ask David Rockefeller. And we know that the Rothschilds are, hey folks, they're in close pursuit, and so are the Bushes and the Obamas. But I'd rather see judgment day for these people today rather than letting them live out their own evil lives to only increase more corruption against we the people. Yeah, I mean, people talk all big and bad when it comes to the Muslim jihadists, and rightfully so. It's the military's job to push that date up. That's exactly right. Does that just apply to them? Because they swore to uphold the same constitution the politicians did. But the difference is your sons, they get to die in the process of what these corrupt politicians are doing in the use of your sons and your daughters in unconstitutional wars. But for some reason, you have been led to believe it doesn't apply to them. No way. Not them. Come on, this is just absolutely ridiculous. No, this is called laying the axe to the root of the tree and saying enough is enough, America.
That's exactly right. And you know what? I was just thinking here a few minutes ago, America does not have very many lights left in her. As in the sense of ministries and people who are really bringing forth the truth, speaking the truth, hitting the hard issues and the hard topics of today and taking a firm stand. And what you have here in the Sons of Liberty and what you have here in Bradley Dean is a man who's willing to speak the truth and a ministry that's willing to bring forth the truth. You know, I think I could probably count, I'm going to say on both my hands, probably even just one hand, the ministries that I see out there that are really the real deal. On one hand, the genuine article of those people who are really fighting the good fight of faith, not talking about what needs to be, you know, done, but actually doing what needs to be done. And this ministry is a light in a very, very dark country. And we need your support to continue to do what we do. We want the radio program to grow even more and more across this nation. We have 72 affiliates across America, not to mention the fact that we're in 53 other countries as well. We have events and assembly programs. We have columns. There's so many different channels, and we work so hard through every single channel of this ministry to make sure that the gospel is being preached and that the truth is being preached and shouted from the housetops. So we want you to be a part of helping to support this work. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the Donate Securely button on the landing page or spread the word. And if you jump on the website and get inside, you can go become a son or daughter of liberty. And that will give you some more information on how to support this work on a monthly basis. Please don't listen to this appeal for help and say, well, you know, they have this or that and maybe it's not needful. It's very needful to get out there and to do what we're doing. So please support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Those that bring the light must endure the flame. Help us keep the fire burning, friends, because we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.